as we get a monthly visit this time around from the Lorain County Public Health, joining us to sponsor this portion of our program with some fall topics. Well, a topic, I guess, would be fall, right, Katie?
Yeah.
Katie Bevan joins us. She's with the program manager and also supervisor, Natalie Karn. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
So we want to prevent falls at this time of the year, right?
Yeah, and this weather is just a perfect prelude or introduction to this topic of falls. You know, a lot of older adults fear falling. As they age, they may have heard of a friend falling, and so they may have now this fear that they themselves may fall. A good thing to know is that falls are not a normal part of aging. It doesn't have to be that way. You know, you don't have to fall. Falls are the leading cause of hospital admissions across the United States. And in Lorain County in 2018, there were 3,439 falls among local residents age 65 and older.
And a fall is, I guess, anytime you trip and hit the ground. And what can happen is there's a wide range of things, right?
Exactly. And those 3,439 incidences of falls, those led the person to the hospital to be admitted into the emergency department. So that means they had a significant fall. They had an injury of some sort, or perhaps they had a family member who said, you know what, you fell and you might not think this is a big deal, but let's go get you checked out anyways. So those were 3,439 folks who actually were admitted into the emergency department. So that's very significant. And across the United States each year, about $50 billion goes toward medical costs because of falls. So it's a significant burden on the individual who's falling, on their family, as well as on, you know, all of us as citizens here.
What are maybe some of the top causes for fall? Why are they fall? What's causing this? And how are they, it could be preventable?
Sure. So some steps you can take to prevent falls would first ensure that you have strength and balance exercises as a part of your, you know, weekly and daily habits. That's really important so that you are more steady on your feet and agile, you know, on steps. Scooching from one surface of flooring to another, so maybe from a tile flooring to a rug. If you have rugs and they're not needed in your home, get rid of them. Make sure that when you're walking around your home that you have slippers that have the non-skid surface on the bottom. That's really helpful to prevent falls, as well as talking to your local pharmacist and your doctor about your medications, because a lot of times there's medications that could have a negative impact on your balance. And so that would be a really important thing to investigate with a healthcare provider.
And you're not as young as you once were. So what at one point you could catch yourself with your balance or maybe something else. If you just happen to sort of slip, you can get back up. But there's things that'll happen. You're just older. Your body may have inches. We talked to somebody earlier related to your bone density, osteoporosis, mm-hmm. or whatever. So
sure.
Either your muscles or your bones may not be as strong to withstand that kind of a fall or just a trip of something like that.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's why having these conversations with your family as well as your healthcare provider about your fears, if you are nervous about falling, please talk to your healthcare provider about your fears because they want to help you. They want to help prevent these falls, and having really open and transparent conversations is a great first start in preventing them from happening in the first place. And one thing I want to make sure we mention about falls is that another thing that can be done to help prevent falls in the home is to have grab bars available. Whether it's, you know, in the bathroom near the toilet or shower, or perhaps it's a place that you commonly come and go, you know, a few steps from your garage to the interior of your home, having those grab bars available would be really important to have also. And we actually were able to get a grant from the Ohio Department of Health so that we do have grab bars available to folks, and we're partnering with some really awesome folks in the county, including Habitat for Humanity of Lorain County and the Lorain County Office on Aging. We're partnering with them so that we have these grab bars available for free for folks who are age 65 or older. And the installation is available through Habitat for Humanity, which is wonderful.
Let's continue our focus on older adults. Vaccines are key. You often think about vaccines in young kids, but they're necessary for older adults as well.
Yeah, definitely. Vaccines are just as important for older adults as they are for babies and children. There are a number of vaccines that we would recommend for people that are age 65 or older. That would include pneumonia. The pneumonia vaccine is very important because that bacteria can cause not just pneumonia, but other illnesses like ear infections, sinus infections, meningitis. And so we would recommend that if you don't know if you've had the pneumonia vaccine or if you should, you should talk to your healthcare provider about receiving that.
Recently saw a doctor who said, you know what, you ought to think about a shingles vaccine. What is shingles and why do you need a vaccine?
Sure. Yes. So shingles is another one that we would recommend for people that as they age. People that are age 50 and older should get a shingles vaccine because this is a painful rash that you can get on your body if you've ever had the chickenpox virus. But even if you don't know if you've had chickenpox before, maybe you just don't remember. And so you should talk to your healthcare provider and they can tell you whether or not this would be recommended for you. And it can help protect you from coming down with shingles.
How do you know if you might have shingles versus any other kind of rash that you pick up?
You would need to have that diagnosed by a healthcare provider. It has a typical like presentation and the way it looks, but you can't look at it yourself and know for sure. You would want to make sure you check with your doctor.
This time of year, what should we be thinking about with vaccines and younger kids?
Yeah, so another vaccine that is recommended for people that are older, especially if they help care for young children, is the Tdap vaccine. So this is a vaccine that protects you against tetanus, diphtheria, or pertussis, which is known as whooping cough. Little kids and babies are too little to be vaccinated. And so if you vaccinate yourself, if you receive your vaccines and you're around young kids, you're protecting them as well.
Talk today with Natalie Karn, also with Katie Bevin with the Lorain County Public Health. Now, today's the day not for our flu shot, right? That's happening next month, November. So this year, November is kind of the season where you're starting to get the push for the flu shots, right? So people can start getting out there. And preparing for that?
Yeah. You know, when November arrives, that's the time we recommend you go and get your flu vaccine. And that's because the peak flu season in Northeast Ohio happens between January and March. Excuse me. We're all having a little tickle in our throat. This is timely.
I don't ever had a synchronized coughing here going on. It's all up to you, Natalie. Take it.
Yes. So as Katie was saying, the peak flu season here happens between January and March. So if you get your flu shot in November, that's what gives you the best chance of being protected against flu through the end of the flu season. It can certainly be present year-round, but we see the most cases early in the year between January and March. So if you get your flu shot too early in the season, it might not protect you all the way through.
And do we sort of have a list yet of locations? Is that being prepared right now by Lorain County Public Health?
Yes. We have a variety of locations throughout the county. And so if you are in need of a flu vaccine, you can call Lorain County Public Health at 440-284-3206. And you can also find information on flu shot clinics near you on our website, which is loraincountyhealth.com.
And that's a good place to get all sorts of other healthful information as well, too. People should be getting out there and doing some walking while they still can in this nice weather.
Yeah, definitely. I threw some shoes in my car today, so I'm hoping to get out and hopefully not get blown away on my lunchtime.
Yes, so I was going to say you could just use a parasail of some sort out there because it is kind of windy out there. But just take care when you head out, especially with this time of the year. You mentioned falls. Sometimes that wetness and those leaves out there can create a hazardous situation. So you want to make sure that everything like that is cleared away so you have no problems.
For sure.
Getting out. Well, we appreciate both of you stopping in this morning. Katie Bevin, Program Manager, Health Promotion and Chronic Disease Prevention Division with the Lorain County Public Health, and also the Supervisor, Community Health Division, Natalie Karn, joining us. Ladies, thanks for sharing time with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.